First of all, samatha. Samatha means literally just tranquility. It's sometimes translated as pacification or calming down, or sometimes even as simply calm. Probably if we translated it just as peace, we wouldn't be going far wrong, because it is a state of deep, indeed very profound peace and calm of mind, not only of the mind, but even, we may say, of the whole being. And in this state or stage of samatha, mental activity, discursive thought, the clattering and chattering of the mental machinery is either minimal, just very subtle, or even entirely absent. And the state or stage of samatha is also an experience of perfect concentration, one-pointedness of mind, and integration of all the psychophysical forces and energies of the being. Samatha thus corresponds to what are known as the four dhyanas in Sanskrit, or dhyanas in Pali, the four stage or stages of the higher consciousness. You may remember that we did deal with these the week before last under the heading of perfect effort. And some of you may remember the Buddha's four similes for these four states or stages of higher consciousness. Now, very often, samatha is divided into three degrees, or three levels, or three grades. The first is that of concentration on a gross object, a material object. The second is the stage of concentration on the subtle counterpart of the gross object. And the third is the state of absorption in the object, that is to say, into the subtle counterpart of the object. Now, this may not be very clear, so let me just illustrate. Suppose you take up the practice of concentrating on the image of the Buddha. A stone image or metal image, or even a painting, a tanka. So this particular image, which is a material thing, is your gross object. So suppose you sit down in front of this image. You look at the image. Not, of course, staring, but just looking. You look at the image. You don't pay attention to anything else. You shut out all other sights, all other sounds, and you're just fully concentrated, with eyes wide open, on that material image of the Buddha. You take it in fully. You take it in completely. And you're aware, you're conscious of nothing else. Well, this is the first degree, the first level of concentration. Concentration on the gross, that is to say, the material object. Then, in the second stage, you close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, you see that image of the Buddha just as clearly as though you had your eyes open and were looking at the material image itself. This, of course, takes quite a bit of practice, and some people visualize more easily than others. But what is meant is that even with eyes closed, you can visualize, you can reproduce that material image as vividly and as clearly as though, as I said before, your eyes were open and you were looking at that material image. You see the subtle, the mental counterpart of that image within your own mind, and you concentrate upon that. So there's no sensory perception, eventually. There's no hearing, there's no seeing with the physical eyes. You're completely concentrated on this subtle, if you like, this archetypal image within. And this is what we call the stage of concentration on the subtle counterpart. This concentration is very much more intense than, of course, the first. Then, in the third stage, one continues concentrating ever more intensely, ever more one-pointedly, on this subtle counterpart of the originally gross image. And as you concentrate upon it more and more and more, you become, as it were, assimilated to it. It becomes, as it were, assimilated to you. You become, as it were, absorbed into it. The distinction between the two, the subject and the object, the person meditating or concentrating on the object of concentration, this eventually disappears, and you, as it were, merge with the object of your concentration. You become absorbed in it, you become identified with it, and this is the stage of absorption in the object, that is to say, in the subtle counterpart of the object. So these three degrees, these three levels, comprise what we call samatha, tranquility, or calm. I've taken, by way of example, this question of concentrating on an image of the Buddha, because here the difference between the three degrees can be explained more clearly. But in every type of concentration, we start by taking a gross object, we work our way up to the subtle object, and then we become absorbed in the subtle object. And these make up the three degrees or three grades of the samatha, or practice of tranquilization, or calm.